Sarnia, Ontario's Eric Etheridge. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. First of all, Eric, where did we catch you this morning?
Thank you so much for having me, Keith, and good morning. I am this morning. I'm back in Edmonton right now, actually, but I was actually pretty close to Peace River. I was in Slave Lake this weekend with my wife, Kelsey, and we were playing a show there, actually. So we'll just have to make our way a little more northwest to Peace River next time.
We unfortunately just missed you as I was in Slave Lake this past weekend, and unfortunately we missed you also with you being part of the hashtag Redneck Music Tour that was with Gord Bamford, Jess Moskaluk, and others. How disappointing was that, that you unfortunately had to miss that tour?
I'm not going to lie. It was pretty rough. I mean, I've been dreaming about and imagining being on a stadium tour, like an arena tour, for the last 5 years. And when I finally got the opportunity 3 dates in, you know, we had to cancel it, unfortunately. And I think I was a little bit more prepared probably than everybody else on the tour, just because I have some medical background and I kind of understood the gravity of the situation, I think, maybe a little bit quicker. It doesn't make it any less sad, though. You know, it was still pretty tough. But we're, you know, we found a way to go back out and play shows all over Canada, my wife and I.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, actually, Eric, how has 2020 been for you despite the pandemic surfacing and kind of taking over the world right now?
Yeah, well, 2020 has been, I'm sure a lot of people can agree, has been one of the craziest years of my life. And it's presented us with a lot of interesting challenges. You know, when we found out the pandemic was happening, my wife and I were living in Nashville full time there, just songwriting, and then I was going on the Gord tour. And when I heard about the pandemic initially in January, I was doing a lot of research on it, and I was like, I really do think this is going to stop the world in its tracks, especially the live music industry. So we made some moves quickly, and early on, we moved out of Nashville pretty much right away. And we sold our things. We bought a van, like a big Sprinter van. We turned it into an RV, and we put a stage on the roof. And
oh, wow.
And so it was really cool. It was with a company out of Calgary called True North Custom Campers. And actually, it's pretty great. Like, it's got a bathroom in it. It's got a kitchen. It's got a queen-size bed in it. And then the stage on the roof, which is really awesome, which we've been able to use a bunch of times. And we were performing at the Ontario Country Music Awards just a couple weeks ago. And we got to use the van roof stage right in front of the big main stage, so that was pretty cool. So yeah, it definitely was like a positive spin on what could have been a very negative year and a very kind of sad year, and you know, it this year definitely hasn't been without its frustrations and without its trials and tribulations, but you know, I think we're ending off 2020 in a good spot. Just, we're going to take some time to explore this beautiful country of ours a little bit more and just take some time to enjoy ourselves, because it's you know, 2020 has been a stressful year for sure.
It certainly has, but you have brought some positive outs, as you mentioned. Some of your top 10 hits have made radio play, like Dream Girl, Making Me Crazy. How exciting is that, that you're on the radio?
Yeah, it's super exciting. You know, Canadian country radio has just been super supportive, and I'm so grateful for it. Actually, my most recent single, Kiss Me Goodbye, is, I believe it is my sixth straight charting song. So I'm very grateful, because it's not easy. It's not easy to get on the radio, and I'm just very appreciative that people across Canada, like you guys and your coworkers, have been supportive. So thank you guys so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you. And you mentioned being part of the Canadian country music scene that is doing so well right now. How proud are you to be part of that Canadian country music scene that is doing very, very well in the industry right now?
Yeah, well, for those listening that may not be aware, like, Canada, I mean, for being such a small country, right, it's you know, a tenth of the population of the United States, but we have some serious players in country music, which is traditionally an American style of music, right? It's very, it's homeland, and its base is Nashville. And so we have lots of acts that are kind of going down there and getting signed to some major deals. There's another acquaintance of mine, Robin Ottolini, who just signed a big record deal down in Nashville with Warner Nashville. So things like that are really exciting, and they actually mean a lot for Canadian country music industry. And so, like, my both Kelsey, my wife, and myself, we signed record deals down in Nashville with Anthem Entertainment a couple of years ago, separately, actually. Just coincidentally, we ended up on the same label. But so, you know, it's Canadians are now and have been for some time making waves in the Nashville country music scene, for sure. So it's an exciting time.
You mentioned also the single Kiss Me Goodbye is your newest single. Any other new music or some more new music on the horizon?
Yeah, well, Kiss Me Goodbye is part of my very first full-length album, which is going to be coming out here in the next few weeks. I found out today the exact date, so I'll be announcing it. But I've spent 2 years writing and working on this record, and I just cannot wait for everybody to hear it. So it should be out. It'll definitely be out before Christmas, and probably just like in the first or second week of November here. So that'll be a very, very exciting time.
Oh my goodness. It sounds like the timing was absolutely perfect for this interview. Congratulations to you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you.
You mentioned 2020. It's been a weird year. How weird has it been? Very weird, it seems like.
Yeah.
But how does 2021 look for Eric Etheridge?
Well, 2021, I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to 2021. And we actually, when we first launched our Cross Canada tour, it's called Love on the Road is the name of it. And it's when we first launched it, we had 80 requests for shows on the first day all over North America. And then since then, I think we're over 150 show requests.
Holy moly.
Yeah, we just finished our 21st show a couple days ago in Slave Lake, and that was only within about 4 or 5 weeks. So we've been busy. The plan is we, you know, in a time when people can't go to concerts, we wanted to bring the concert to them, and that was our vision for this. And I think 2021 is actually going to be very busy. I might play more shows in 2021 than I ever have in my career. So, which I think is going to be great. We have the opportunity now to go to places that, like, smaller towns and smaller communities, which we may never have the chance to play before. And I'm really excited for that. Playing in Slave Lake this past weekend was really exciting. Just getting to see, you know, meet people that know my music that, you know, in a city I've never been to. So, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to, is sort of just playing the smaller communities across Canada, traveling this beautiful country and meeting lots of people. And bringing them positivity and bringing them live music.
Yeah, because you do miss the people. You do miss the, I guess, the sort of big stage, do you not?
Absolutely. I've been telling people everywhere we go, you know, I know, because people have been saying, like, after they see one of our shows, they're just ecstatic because they're like, you know, I can't believe how much I've missed live music. I didn't even realize when we heard you guys start playing, I was like, oh, I've missed this, you know. And I tell people, I'm like, honestly, like, as performers, we miss this just as much as you guys. Like, it is one of the, I know for me personally, it's one of my favorite things that I get to do is play live. And for me, it doesn't really, I mean, yes, like, the big venues are super exciting, but I love the small intimate venues just as much. And the way that we set up this concert is it's more of an intimate vibe where, you know, because we can't have, with social distancing, we can't have everybody crammed close together partying and dancing. we could do it, you know, where people can sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and hear the songs, or hear the stories behind the songs that we're singing, and it's really interactive as well, and so people have been really enjoying it.
Eric, I wish you all the best as far as the future is concerned. I wish you all the best in the country music scene. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Keith, thank you so much for having me on the show, and hopefully we'll get to Peace River to perform for you guys, hopefully sometime here in 2021.